Hi, everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Two White County residents were injured Wednesday morning in a two-vehicle crash in rural Saline County caused by the icy conditions. The drivers have been identified by the state police as Carson N. Carter, 20 of Carmi, and Hannah N. Pettijohn, 18 of Norris City. Police report Carter was driving a 2016 Toyota Corolla northbound on College Road, about a mile south of Cade Road, when she lost control of her vehicle on icy roadway conditions. Carter's vehicle then slid into the southbound lane and hit Pettijohn's 2016 Chevy Malibu. After impact, both vehicles ran off the road and came to rest. Carter and Pettijohn were both injured and taken by ambulance to area hospitals following the 9:04 a.m. accident. No tickets were issued. And the Wayne County Sheriff's Department has made another significant drug bust. Late Tuesday night, officers report the arrest of 51-year-old Darvin W. Crane, Jr. of Vincennes, Indiana, on a preliminary charge of unlawful delivery of methamphetamine. Authorities report recovering an estimated 50 grams of suspected meth from Crane. Sheriff's officials also report their investigation of Crane's alleged drug activity is ongoing, and additional arrests are possible. Crane has been lodged in the Wayne County Jail, pending the filing of formal charges and setting of bond. Now, this was the second significant meth bust in recent days. On January 30th, the Wayne County Sheriff's Department made another significant arrest. Ishmael Thomas, 24 of Mount Vernon, was arrested after deputies found he was in possession of a reported 56 grams, or about 2 ounces, of meth. Thomas also remains in the Wayne County Jail, charged with a Class X felony count of delivery of meth. He's scheduled for a preliminary hearing on Tuesday, February the 27th. In Carmi, Donald R. Davis of Saunders Drive reports somebody has stolen his 5x8 feet homemade trailer. No value listed on that loss. More news after this.
As life expectancies go up, more of us will depend on some form of long-term care. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the average national cost of nursing home care is $74,820 and projected to rise annually, putting a heavy burden on your savings. However, planning now can help reduce your risk. I'm John Reynolds, financial advisor with F&B Asset Management, and we're here to help. We're hosting a free seminar on planning for long-term care on February 20th at 6 p.m. If you'd like to join us or to learn more, give us a call at 842-2109.
We know what it took to build your business, and we know what it takes to protect it. Our knowledgeable and friendly insurance professionals can customize a West Bend policy to meet your specific needs. A personalized business policy from West Bend is backed by exceptional service and provides you with peace of mind today, so you can focus on your future. To find out more about a business insurance policy from West Bend, contact me, Henry Simmers, at CSI Insurance in Fairfield at 842-2193.
You have years of memories in your home, the most valuable things you'll ever own. Let us help you protect what matters most. West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent while protecting your home, your car, truck, boat, motorcycle, snowmobile, and more. All with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact CSI Insurance in Fairfield at 842-2193.
A big game calls for a comfy new recliner. So hurry out to Hubinger's Furniture Company. All in-stock recliners are on sale. Prices start at just $299. So cheap you might want to. Our showroom is packed here at Hubinger's, and we have recliners in every size, every price, and almost every color. So come to the big game sale only at Hubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Jordan Hosick and Samantha Robertson, both Sisney High School seniors, have won top awards in the 2018 FNB-CBAISA Scholarship Competition. The annual scholarships are available to seniors from Fairfield, Wayne City, Grayville, and Sisney High Schools. Each student picked up a $300 scholarship. The Carmi Fire Department battled a major structure fire Wednesday morning on North 7th Street, a mobile home located at 803 North 7th Street, caught fire a little after 10 o'clock in the morning and quickly became fully engulfed in flames. Carmi firefighters immediately requested mutual aid from neighboring Crossville and Enfield fire departments. No injuries were initially reported. Frontier Community College is joining with community colleges throughout the state of Illinois to celebrate Career and Technical Education Month. Frontier currently offers a number of programs, 13 in fact, including automotive technology, construction technology, electrical distribution systems, entrepreneurship, executive office professional, fire science, graphic arts and design, health informatics, information systems technology, nursing through Olney Central College, paramedicine, phlebotomy, and sport management. The CTE programs at Frontier provide curriculum to earn either a certificate or degree that is typically completed in 1 to 2 years. Some of the programs, such as graphic arts and design and health informatics, allow the students to transfer to a 4-year university where they can continue their education to earn a bachelor's degree. Frontier has articulation agreements with multiple universities in the region, including the University of Southern Indiana at Evansville and Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. In recognition of Career and Technical Education Month, Frontier will be hosting an open house event for local high school students and community members on Wednesday, February 28th. Now, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., students will be able to explore Frontier's transfer and CTE programs and degrees, as well as tour the classrooms and meet with instructors. Interested individuals should RSVP with their school's guidance counselor or call Frontier no later than Wednesday, the 14th of February. Lunch will be provided by First Baptist Church of Fairfield, and each person in attendance will receive a free T-shirt, compliments of FNB. If you'd like some more information about Frontier's CTE programs or upcoming open house, call the college at 842-3711. And this reminder once again, February utility bills in Fairfield were mailed out on January 31st, but because of a problem, many residents did not receive a bill. So if you have not received your Fairfield utility bill, call or stop by Fairfield City Hall to ask for a reprint of your bill or for the amount owed. These bills are still due on Monday, February the 12th. You can call the billing department at 842-2047 or the collector's office at 842-5016. More news after this.
Looking for a unique Valentine's gift idea? Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery can help. Edible fruit arrangements, cookie bouquets, cake pops, truffles, fudge, and more. Bullard's has affordable gift ideas you've been looking for. Chocolate-dipped strawberries are definitely a hit. As always, free in-town delivery on Valentine's Day. Don't forget, calling ahead is always best. Just tell us what you need, and we'll do the rest. Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery out on Highway 15 East in Fairfield. 842-6666.
It takes guts and grit to bring big city services to small communities. Wabash Communications is a tough group, willing to face difficult challenges, venture into new territories, and protect the interest of our customers. Wabash Communications is able to achieve big things for small communities. Big history of innovation since 1952, a big range of services including high-speed internet, TV services, home monitoring solutions, voice, and more, and a big focus on exceptional customer care. To learn what's next on the horizon, call Wabash at 665-3311.
Illinois' education chief says that the $350 million boost promised to public schools this year will be distributed starting in April. State School Superintendent Tony Smith told the Senate Education Committee this week he is working with the Comptroller's Office to ensure the money gets to about 850 school districts no later than June 30th, the end of the fiscal year. Lawmakers approved landmark legislation last summer to rectify the nation's most inequitable education funding system. It included the boost for this year. Smith says the State Board of Education still is not sure of the exact distribution because of glitches in the legislation approving the infusion of cash. The 97th Annual Chamber of Commerce Dinner has been set for Monday, March the 12th at the Community of Christ Family Life Center. That banquet will begin at 6:30 in the evening. During the event, the recipient of the 2018 Community Service Award will be announced. If you'd like to attend, you need to get some tickets. They're only $15 and are currently on sale at the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce office in downtown Fairfield. If you'd like to reserve a set of tickets, call the Chamber office at 842-6116. Crude oil prices fell again yesterday. Local refineries dropped their offering $1.50 per barrel, and today they're paying $54.75 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 92-year-old Fairfield resident Robert V. Carter died at 1:35 Sunday morning at Liberty Village in Marion, Illinois. A U.S. Army veteran of World War II, He'd been a superintendent of oil field production for Simpson Oil Development in Carmi from 1958 to 1986. He was a member of the First Baptist Church in Fairfield. Survivors included daughter Lana and husband Glenn Larson of Carterville, Illinois, 3 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Robert V. Carter will be 1 o'clock Saturday at Liberty Baptist Church at Burnt Prairie, with burial at Maple Hill Cemetery in Fairfield, with full military honors provided by the Anthony Wayne Post 176 and VFW Post 4535. Visitation will be 12 noon Saturday till the time of service at the church. Memorials may be made to Waddy, Fairfield Senior Meals, or the Burnt Prairie Cemetery, and will be accepted at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of all the arrangements. 85-year-old Fairfield resident Robert Bob Merritt died at 7:47 a.m. Tuesday at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. He was a farmer, was a teacher till 1977, a standard-bred racing judge, and had worked for the government as an ombudsman, and was a longtime member of the Jeff Reardon Club, was a member of the First United Methodist Church in Fairfield, and was a veteran of the Korean War. Survivors include his wife, Phyllis Merritt of Fairfield, a son, Bill Merritt of Fairfield, grandsons, Aaron and Jason Thomason of Fairfield, and a great-granddaughter, Alexis Thomason of Fairfield. Funeral services for Bob Merritt will be 2 p.m. Thursday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation, 12 noon today until the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield, in lieu of flowers. Memorials may be made to the National Kidney Foundation or the American Diabetes Association, and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. 75-year-old Carmi resident Margie F. Stevens died Monday at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. She was a homemaker. Survivors include her sons Mark Stevens of Pensacola, Florida, and Jesse Stevens of Carmi, grandchildren Ashley, Cassidy, Brooklyn, Bryston, and Jessica. No services will be held. A private burial will be held at a later date. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home of Carmi is in charge of all the arrangements. 89-year-old Fairfield resident Doris J. Parker died February 1st at SSM Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. Began her teaching career out of high school at the age of 17. She earned her college degrees from McKendree University, taught many years at the Sims Grade School as the principal and also the third and fourth grade teacher. She also worked many years at the Fairfield Public School District, where she retired in 1988. Services for Doris Parker will be 1 o'clock Saturday at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Hammock Cemetery at Springerton. Visitation will be 11 o'clock Saturday morning until the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield, in lieu of flowers. Donations may be made to the Cumberland Presbyterian Church in Fairfield and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. 64-year-old Enfield resident Lori White died at 6 a.m. Saturday at the Linda K. White Hospice House in Evansville. She'd been a CNA for 20-plus years and had been a housekeeper. Survivors include her husband, Willie White of Enfield, her father, George Easton of Enfield, sons, Robert and wife Julie Thomas of Fairfield, and Michael Thomas of Jeff, 8 grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild, brothers Scott Easton of Massachusetts, Robert Easton of New Hampshire, and Alan and wife Jill Easton of Florida, sisters Paula and husband Ronnie Fontaine of Massachusetts, Donna Margeson of Indiana, and Lisa and husband Chris Kincata of Alabama. Several nieces and nephews also survived. Services for Lori White will be 1 o'clock Friday afternoon at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with cremation to follow. Visitation will be 11 o'clock Friday morning till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Nigel F. Brown Faulkner, 99 of Fairfield, died January 31st at Aperian Healthcare in Fairfield. She was a kitchen helper, having worked at Fairfield Memorial Hospital and attended the Church of God and Full Gospel Tabernacle for several years. Friends and family are invited to attend a memorial service for Nigel Faulkner. It'll be held this Sunday, February 11th, 2 to 4 p.m. at East Hickory Hill Missionary Baptist Church at Blueford. Cards and flowers can be sent to Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and will be delivered to the service. Private family interment of ashes will immediately follow the service. Funeral services for Gloria Lang, 75 of Fairfield, have been set for 7 o'clock Friday evening at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Burial at 10:30 Saturday morning at Maple Hill Cemetery in Fairfield. Visitation will be 5 to 7 Friday evening at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Family and friends who wish to attend the burial service should go directly to the cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to skilled nursing unit, the third floor, at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Funeral services for 94-year-old Dahlgren resident Chester Chet Brake have been set for 11 o'clock this morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial in Middle Creek Cemetery. Visitation 10 o'clock this morning till the time of service at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to the Middle Creek Cemetery Fund and will be accepted at Harry's in McLeansboro. 80-year-old Macedonia resident Nancy Boyd Darnell died Monday at her home. She had attended the Steele City Baptist Church. Survivors include three daughters, Barbara Scroggins and husband Roger of McLeansboro, Marianne Jamerson and husband Tom of Macedonia, and Melissa Hopper and companion Darren Phillips of McLeansboro, a sister, Betty Mullins and husband Denver of Mount Vernon, a brother, John Boyd and wife Donna of California, a brother-in-law, Kenny Darnell of Macedonia, and a sister-in-law, Jean Wyant of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Services for Nancy Boyd Darnell will be 11 o'clock Friday morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial in Little Springs Cemetery. Visitation will be tonight, 6 to 8, at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to the Hamilton Memorial Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 67-year-old Albion resident Ricky Long died at 9:15 Monday morning at his home. A U.S. Air Force veteran of the Vietnam War, he was an over-the-road truck driver. Survivors include a son, Rick Long, of Poseyville, Indiana, three daughters, Tracy Schlesler and Erica Long of Casper, Wyoming, and Amy Lutz of Mount Vernon, Indiana, two brothers, Steve and Monty Long of Albion, a sister, Cindy Michael of Olney, seven grandchildren and one great-grandchild. A celebration of life service for Ricky Long have been set for 11 o'clock Saturday morning. That's February 17th, at Nail's Funeral Home in Albion, with burial at a later date. Visitation will be 10 a.m. on Saturday, the 17th of February, till the time of service at Nail's in Albion. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care provides accessible medical evaluations and convenient treatment for minor illnesses and conditions on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in the Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. This is Physician Assistant James Hopper, and on behalf of the Urgent Care team, we are here for you when your family needs medical attention right away for treatment of a strain, sprain, sore throat, cold, flu, rash, ear infection, or a minor laceration, fracture, or ailment. Our Urgent Care service allows you a more affordable and efficient alternative to an emergency room visit. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care is open Monday through Friday, 8 until 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 until 5, in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. Fairfield Memorial Hospital, excellence in community health care.
Time for a Thursday check of sports. A rarity in the NBA last night. A game was postponed. Pacers at New Orleans postponed due to a leaky roof at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans last night. Happens very rarely. A rescheduled date for that game has not been set at this time. College basketball last night in the Big Ten. Number 14 Ohio State beat number 3 Purdue 64-63. It was Penn State over Maryland 74-70. Elsewhere, Evansville over Valparaiso 63-59. On the schedule tonight, boys prep basketball as Fairfield is at Carmi White County. You can hear that game on WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com or Network1Sports.com beginning around 7:30 p.m. Sisney hosts Odin tonight on Senior Night at Sisney. You can hear that game on WOKZ 105.9 and online at Network1Sports.com beginning around 7:30 p.m. Elsewhere, Fora is at Dietrich, Hardin County is at Union County, Kentucky, and Dongola is at Pope County. Championship night for girls class 1A and 2A regionals around the state tonight. In the 2A Mount Carmel regional, Mount Carmel plays Forum. At DuQuoin, Hamilton County plays Vienna. And at Harrisburg, Harrisburg takes on Anna Jonesboro. SIJH Class M Junior High Boys Basketball State Tournament continuing tonight. Steelville is taking on Bartelso. And also Carrier Mills tonight is going to take on Altamont Lutheran. In junior high volleyball tonight, Sisney is at Allendale. And in college basketball, Illinois hosts Wisconsin, tip-off at 8 p.m. You can hear that game on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM beginning at 7 tonight. In other college action tonight, EIU is at SIU Edwardsville. SIU is at Illinois State. And Southern Indiana is at Illinois Chicago. That is a Thursday check of sports. Your forecast calling for partly cloudy skies today with a high 40. Tonight, clear skies, low 28. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 55. The outlook for Saturday, cloudy skies, high 38. Partly cloudy 35 on Sunday, and for Monday, partly cloudy with a high 42.